First, I really, really appreciate the jacket, Mike. My wife stole the last one, and I never got it back. So this now I have one of my own. So thank you. This means a lot to me. A lot. So I've worked, I don't know, 8 or 9 divisions, been the CEO of 3 or 4 of them, been a bureau chief in 2 bureaus, and worked all over this police department for 32 years, or actually longer than that, because I was reserve. I was reserve here, and I was a... That's right. I was a reserve in Rampart in 19... well, never mind all that. long time ago. So I've worked all over the city, and every division is special. Every division is unique. Every division has great people, you know, but only one division is your home. And I have always considered Rampart to be my home. Yeah. And it always will be. And it's not just my home because it was the first division I ever worked. It's not just my home because I was a P1 here. It's not just my home because I was a captain here. It was my home because I love the people here. It's a great place to work. It is a place I'm very proud to be a part of. So you will always be my home. This will always be the division that I consider mine. And it's Captain Ruiz's division now, but... So I kind of watch from the outside, and like when your kids get married or they move out, they're still always yours, and that's the way I feel about this place. So, a couple of things, you know. First of all, I get a lot of credit for the things that happened at Rampart, but I deserve none of it, not any of it. All of that was about this division owning its issues, owning its problems, owning its history, and being proud of who you are and what you represent. And that resulted in what is really a miracle in this part of the city. There are a number of you that worked here in the 90s when there were 150 homicides a year in a very small division. And you saw the changes, and you lived through the changes, and you watched a piece of the city change like no other piece of the city has ever changed. And that's because of the men and women that worked this place. That's because the men and women that worked this place, no matter how much adversity, no matter how much negative publicity they faced, moved forward and took their job, not just as a job, but as a calling. Not just as a place to work, but a place to grow, a place to be important, a place to have a life of significance. And that's what the men and women of this division did. And I happened to be lucky enough to be the CO at the time when this division decided it was going to change this place. And you did. And I'm forever grateful for that. You know, we had a... We had an inspection here when I was the captain. I think it was in 2003, and we were over at the old station. And there was some of you were here for that, and I don't know if you all remember, the ones that were here remember this, but at the time, then Chief Bratton was very new, and you know all he knew was the negative press and the consent decree and all the things that had come out of the Rampart quote unquote scandal. And it was his intention that because this station right here was on the drawing boards, the site had been selected and the plans had been drawn up, and it was his intention to change the name and bury the past with that name. Because obviously, Rampart was named after the major cross section of the old location, and so I knew that going in. But this division had started to turn itself around and started to be seen as a very positive place, And so I told him, I said, you know, I would like you to consider keeping the name the same. This was, you know, he would come in, and as Chief Paysinger knows, you know, he'd have a little coffee and snack with you, with the CO, before the inspection. I told him this, you know, I told him that I wanted to keep the name the same. I told him why. I said, because, you know, you can't, you will forever live your past over and over again if you don't recognize it, if you don't accept it, and if you don't work to change it. You know, the all of us, you know, there's an old saying that I'm sure that Chief Diaz knows the source of it, because he knows the source of all old sayings, and if he doesn't, he'll supply one. But there's an old saying that those that do not remember the past are doomed to repeat it, you know, and so I told him that, and it's very important. So, as was his style, he didn't say anything. You know, he was noncommittal. And we did the inspection, went through and did the inspection, and so I thought to myself, well, so much for that. You know, I'm probably moving me back to Central any day now. And he came up to the podium like I'm doing now, and he gave a really good speech, which he's very capable of doing. And in that speech, he said that that we would not be renaming the station. The station would be, even when it's moved, would be known as Rampart. And so after the, and he gave some reasons in his speech about that. But after the inspection, he met with me and he says, you know, when I came here, it was my intent to change the name. And when I walked the inspection lines and looked in the officer's eyes and saw how much pride that they had put into this inspection and how proud they were to be Rampart officers, because everybody had their pins on, which many of you do today. Everybody was committed to doing their job. Everybody looked sharp, acted sharp. He said, we're not going to change this. And so we not only got to keep the name Rampart, but when we did the styling of the station, I worked with the architects, so they put the little bit of the castle motif in the front. It's kind of lost on you unless you really look at it, but it's there. It's there, and it will always be there. And it's there for the same reasons that this area has changed, for the same reasons that Mack Park has changed. It's there because you made it happen. And it's never me, it's never the chiefs, it's never, it even is rarely the captains. It's you. You're the ones that make the difference. You're the ones that control your own destiny, if you will do it. So, in closing, you know, I want to thank everybody here. I want to tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you work so hard for this inspection. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you are working not to restore the name of this place, because that's already happened, but to make this place known as the greatest LAPD division. Because one of the things that I firmly believe is every division has its place in the body of the LAPD. And I think of the LAPD as a living, breathing organism. I do. It does, because when I leave, when Chief Paysinger leaves, when Chief Diaz leaves, when the youngest one of you leaves, LAPD goes on. So if you accept the premise that the LAPD is a living organism, then I would proffer that I think that Rampart is its heart. So with that, I'll end, and I'll just say thank you. I look forward to much more of the same from everybody in this command. It's a great place to work. You should be very proud. Thank you.